This is CPR News. I'm May Ortega. The trial of two officers involved in the death of Elijah McClain will resume tomorrow. CPR's Matt Bloom has more.
Attorneys will continue their questioning of a doctor who examined McClain's lungs. They're trying to determine exactly how McClain died after being stopped by police in 2019. The official cause of death is ketamine, which paramedics forcibly injected him with. McClain then suffered a cardiac arrest on the way to the hospital. But in early testimony, the physician said McClain inhaled a potentially fatal amount of vomit as officers tried to subdue him. Trials for another officer and two paramedics are scheduled for the coming months. I'm Matt Bloom, CPR News.
Scientists could get their first glimpse tomorrow at the asteroid sample that was safely delivered from space on Sunday.
I repeat, EDO, FRC has touchdown.
And touchdown of the OSIRIS-REx sample return capsule. A journey of a billion miles to asteroid Bennu and back has come to an end, marking America's first sample return mission of its kind and opening a time capsule to our ancient solar system.
That was NASA's live feed as the OSIRIS-REx spacecraft jettisoned the asteroid sample it collected. The capsule containing the sample will be opened in a special clean room as soon as tomorrow. Mission control is at Lockheed Martin in Littleton. More than 35 medals at this year's Great American Beer Festival went to Colorado breweries. The annual gathering of brewers and beer fans awarded more than 300 medals in nearly 100 categories. Come find more at CPR.org.